5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to day 30. This is it. This is the end. National Podcast Month has been completed. It is done. I've done it. And I could not think of any better way at all to wrap up this whole big crazy thing that I've managed to pull off than to have on my absolute favorite person in all of podcasting. She is my best friend from Sunshine and Power Cuts. I have Heather Welch. And to pull back the curtain a little bit, what originally happened, we started recording. We started recording pretty much as soon as we started talking, just in case, you know? And so we went all over the place with a lot of things. And then I decided to start the show about halfway through. So we'll see how this all rolls through. Of course, the kids get involved because what's a show without, especially this month, without my kids getting involved. But it was just so awesome to have her on the show because I thought, what better way to wrap this up than to have on my best podcast friend in the world, and considering she's in New Zealand, it really does consider it the world. And so, I don't know. I if you haven't figured it out by now, I'm terrible with intros. But for the sake of, I didn't want to just lose half of our conversation. I'm giving you this pre-warning that we're all over the place. Just the way I am. That's the way it's so just. When you're talking to your friends, it's just fun. And that's what it is. And so without further rambling on my part, not that I don't do that all the time, here is my absolutely awesome chat with Heather Welch from Sunshine and Power Cuts. So probably the only person that I could say is the even more extra, super special, awesome, amazing guest to ever have on here ever. And, you know, Paul had a lot to live up to, but Heather beats the shit out of you when it comes to being my super awesome, favorite person in the world, like podcaster, friend, guest person, because Heather, and I bet you he's not going to argue about this. He's like, nope, she wins.
Thank you. I love you, Paul, but, you know. So,
I have.
Thank you for having me.
The amazingly awesome Heather Welch from Sunshine and Power Cuts and Big Arms. I do all of this. All of the hand motions you're seeing. I'm all, like yesterday doing the mac and cheese show, and I was sitting there like mixing as I'm sitting here talking about whisking cheese into the sauce. I'm very hands all over.
Active.
I'm very, yeah. I talk with my hands on an audio medium. It's great.
That is good.
But I have Heather
as to the genuineness of it.
And Heather is here, and it's awesome, and it's so fun. And we've been going for like 45 minutes that you're probably not going to hear because we're nerds, and that's what we do.
Yeah. Thank you for having me, Adam. It's amazing to be a guest.
And I'm so glad you, like, when I pitched coming on here, because this literally came, like, took shape 2 days ago, and it was like just a chat in Discord, and I forget exactly where it sprung from, but it was just turned into I would love to have you on the show before the month is out, but I've only got 2 days left. And you're like, well, let's do it.
Yeah.
And here you
let's
are.
Get it done.
It's great.
Yeah. And it worked in the time zones, like we were saying before. It's good when the time zones work out in our favor because it is a little bit tricky. But yeah, here I am.
20-hour so time difference. Which I have to double check on because of daylight savings time and the whole Arizona doesn't change thing. And like, oh, well, there are a handful of other places in the world that don't change. And so, like,
lucky for some.
Yeah, for some.
Lucky for some.
Yeah. And there's like one county in Arizona that changes, which is really funny.
It was like one tiny little corner of the Hopi Indian Reservation in the northeastern Arizona that changes for daylight savings time. Like, weirdos. but it's like one of my editing clients, she lives in Spain. I'm like, does Spain have daylight savings time? I don't know. I was like, after messengers, like, are we still 8 hours apart or is it 9? I was like, oh, nope, it's 8 now. I was like, okay.
Yeah. For that, I wouldn't be able to manage. So I've got the app on my phone, which is Time Buddy. And it's so good because I can have all different ones and see exactly at the time what it is. So if I looked now, I can see across, like, I don't even know how many I've got, but quite a few. And just see currently what it is. And it automatically adjusts for daylight savings too. So, I mean, it's nearly 9 o'clock in the morning here, but it's like 2 p.m., going to be nearly 3 p.m. in Eastern, going to be 8 p.m. in London. Or 9 p.m. Central European time. So, yeah.
I think I have your time zone in my phone somewhere. It's easier for me. It's like, Google. What time is it? Yeah. It's like, oh, okay. That works. Double check. Yeah. The math.
How do you think about it? Like, because when I think about time zones, I imagine, because you're obviously the day before me, but I just add however many hours on. So, is it going to be nearly 1 o'clock your time?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so
yeah, I go with, like, okay, well, it's 20 hours. You're 20 hours ahead. So I'm like, okay, well, 4 hours back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's easier math to do. I was like, all right. Cause,
and now we've just confused everyone who's listening.
Yep. Like, we're doing time math. Where's Bandrew with the conspiracy? That would work so great right there. Conspiracy corner effects would work great. Something for from the Twilight Zone or something. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. See, this is the how long our conversation. I'm almost out of coffee.
Yeah, likewise. And I have my awesome Odd Dad Out mug with me today.
And I've got my Sunshine and Power Cuts mug because we're both nerds that way.
Yeah.
And I've got my new Odd Dad Out shirt on. Not that you can see that.
Awesome. No.
Because my camera has a very tight frame on it. It's like, nope, you're right here.
Yeah.
You can see my blanket.
Mine's sideways.
Yeah.
I've got mine sideways, and I think that's a little bit tricky. For the Sunshine Summer, I had it facing the wall, and I've actually got a blanket. I don't know if you can see in the corner there, but I've got that black acoustic blanket, which is cool, because otherwise I've got a whiteboard behind that, which is very reflective of sound. And so I did that recently to try and dampen it down a little bit.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what this sounds like with this big blanket thingy behind me, because it's mostly for the sake of my room is a mess. And it's like, here, let's have a pretty blanket behind me instead of a complete mess of a bedroom. And it was something like, yeah, we can use this if I have to do, like, you know, Facebook Live or anything like that, where, you know, I'm sitting at my desk and my room looks like crap. And let's put something pretty behind me. It's like, I've got a pretty blanket. Let's hang a pretty blanket behind me.
It looks really good. And I think that's important too. Like, yeah, you can see my desk at the moment and that's tidy, which is good. But, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad you can't see my desk right now. It's lots and lots of cables and papers and things, because desks and papers and things. Mm-hmm. And then my copy of The Story Behind, which sits on my desk still.
Oh, mine is there too.
And I told Charlie, I think I want him, like, there's stuff that he might find interesting in there that might be worth reading. So he might check that out. So
that would be cool.
My wife texting me, asking me if I've gone to go pick up a package for her. It's like, nope, boys are asleep. And I'm not about to wake them up.
No. Like, how long do they usually have naps for?
Maybe 2 hours or so, give or take.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably due to wake up in like maybe a half hour or so. Sometimes they sleep longer. Sometimes they wake up earlier. You know, sometimes they decide, nah, we're not going to sleep today. And then they turn into complete, you know, monsters for the entire afternoon. And then, you know, 4 o'clock comes around and we're getting ready to start making dinner or whatever. And they're like, I'm tired. Like,
yeah.
No, that's why you're supposed to take a nap.
Yeah. But then when we get older, I would love to take a nap. Like, that would be amazing.
Oh, yeah. Naps are great. So before we started officially recording, how, like, with my workload kind of dialing back for the winter, I was like, I might be able to sleep. It'd be so weird getting to sleep again.
Such a novel concept.
I know. I've missed sleep. Yesterday was the first time in, I don't remember, probably 3 months that I'd taken a nap on the couch with the boys, which it used to kind of be a regular thing where like we'd put on a movie or something and, you know, grab a big blanket and we'd all curl up on the couch and things like that. And it's like, just makes nap time very convenient because for the most part, we're all together and we all, it's like, I know they're asleep and I know they're not getting into trouble. It's like, if I fall asleep on the couch watching TV, I know they're asleep with me, not they are hiding off in their bedroom and like, dad's asleep. Let's go trash the house. So if they're with me and it's like, oh, okay, I've got like one kid on each arm or whatever. And so if they try and get up, they move me. And so it wakes me up. Mm-hmm. They have to sit there and squirm their way off the couch to get away from me.
And then you're well and truly awake.
Like, get back here. Nap time's not over.
Yeah.
It's like, I have an alarm for this. And they'll ask him, it's like, dad, is nap time over? No. Go back to sleep.
Stick to the schedule. You do an amazing job with all that you manage to fit in during the day and the night.
Everybody tells me that. And for me, I just like, it's just life. It's just like, I got to go to work. I got to take care of the kids. You know, technically, I don't have to do this, but this is, you know, kind of my outlet to maintain my sanity. But I get to come out and I get to talk and I get to share stories and do whatever and be my weird self in all of my weirdness and do that. And it's fun and I enjoy doing it. And I love being on mic and I'm working with podcast stuff and having friends like you that are in, you know, that I've made through podcasting. It's so awesome to have. And for whatever the hell reason, other people out there in the world seem to enjoy. So, that's fun. It makes me happy.
That's cool. You've also done an amazing effort this month for National Podcast Post Month. Like, I remember, I think I sent in a couple of questions last year when you were doing it, and then you were crook at the end of November, December-ish, but you did really well, and it was fun sending in questions to get you to answer for those episodes, and it's very exciting to be here for today, for this one.
Yeah, you were like one of the biggest contributors last time, and then you get to be on here, and you get to close it out with me. Yay!
Oh, yay!
I knew that we could go on for forever, and I knew it was like, no, we're going to have, and I want to make the most of the last day, and I was like, no, if I'm going to have one more guest on here, I've got to, if I'm going to have you on here, you've got to close it out. It's got to be the big finale. Is I get to have Heather on here for the big finale of National Podcast Post Month. And so I will probably be doing, you know, pulling back the curtain. I'll probably be recording something after, like this afternoon. After picking up the boys from school, like I do, like something in the afternoon to go out. And
yeah,
you know, it was something that was, that it surprised Paul when he was on, and it, I was talking to a client and she was asking me how the whole month was going. And she was asking, so how fast is your turnaround? It's like, how far, or like, how fast are you getting episodes out? And it's like, depending on how much I ramble, it's like, I can basically turn an episode around between stop and publish is maybe 20 minutes.
Wow.
It's really just, you know, record, stop, and then just, you know, while it's sitting there doing its thing, you know, making the file, I'm sitting there on Canva making the artwork, and then I jump over and I literally like jump into yesterday's show notes, type in today's show notes, copy all that, then I upload the file. It's like, okay, copy paste, grab that picture, there I go. And so I've gotten really fast with this, and it's like, as of next week, all that's for nothing, because I'm not going to be able to be that efficient anymore, because I'm going to be back to, oh, I have to have full show notes. And I've got to be actually posting this up in the website, which I haven't posted any of these on the website all month.
Okay.
And so I'm way behind there. And I've kind of been saying I'm probably going to take all of them and make one big post with just all the different players, and probably have like one big player at the top or something. But take all of that and put all of that in there in just one big post with all the little snippet show notes for what each episode was about. And do all that, which is going to be a ton of work, which I probably should have been working on this whole time. But I've also been running, you know, doing it every day. It is like super time crunch. especially like some days. Yeah. Some days I'd be like, oh yeah, okay, I got to push publish and I got to go make dinner. Like yesterday, it's like, oh, mac and cheese. I'm going to talk about doing mac and cheese. Okay, publish. Shit, mac and cheese. Let's go make mac and cheese. It's like, why do I know? How can I just tell how to do this? Because I'm about to do this right now.
Yeah. How have you enjoyed this month of National Podcast Post Month?
I've enjoyed a lot more than last year.
Well, that's a bonus, and that's really good.
Last year was kind of a mess. Last year, it was like dying for half the month. I was sick the whole time, and then, you know, the legendary cracked ribs from coughing too much and all that jazz. But this time, it's been a lot more fun.
That's cool.
You know, one of the big things, that's it. That's what sparked the whole conversation that brought you over here, because now I remember, because my brain is a bottomless filing cabinet, and I just have to keep digging until I find the right thing. Yay, metaphors. It was you and Emily Prokop posting up the pictures from her guesting on your show, which is coming up, and just being like so in awe because you two are just my absolute favorite two ladies in all of podcasting. I love you both so much, and that you guys are together. And that hasn't happened since the first Sunshine Summit.
Match.
Yeah. And so like, yay, there's like Emily and Heather together. I have to. And I went and actually upped my Patreon level for you so that I would get the video of this because like, no, I have to have this because you guys are awesome. And I've got to have the whole thing. And that whole conversation. And then I was listening to some of the Patreon exclusive stuff, the $5 level Patreon stuff. And I was like, oh, wow. It's like you get a lot deeper in a lot of those things because so much of what's just on your show is I would say the content of the show is limited to the theme of the show. And in the Patreon stuff, you really just open up and it's stuff that I could absolutely see. Like, you're not going to tell this story on the show because it doesn't really fit with the theme or the style of the show. But it's like, some of that is like,
it's like a whole other show in itself, really. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's a whole other thing. Yeah. It's like, this is Heather's group therapy. Have a nice day. there's meditation stuff. And then there's just like, I was listening to the one where you're basically just telling your story, which, you know, I do hear in bits and pieces and random scatterings all the time. But to hear you go through all of that and like, the similarities that we have in like outlooks on things and appreciation for nature and all of those things. Like I'm so comfortable with the technology and the city life and everything because I've done it, but I'm so much more comfortable being like out in nature in the mountains and in the forest and all that. And it was kind of just part of, you know, the way I grew up. And so it's like, getting to see and like the different things and hearing you talk about some of the rougher patches you've gone through and your insecurities, you know, because you're kind of known for being this just total ray of sunshine and being so uplifting and everybody, like everybody loves you and you're just this bundle of positivity. But even you have dark times and insecurities and telling those and expressing, you know, what you're going through in those times too. And it, you know, sometimes it's hard to come on mic and be the happy ray of sunshine when you've got something really heavy, you know, going on in your life. But you know, it's like to hear all that. And it's one of those, just like, I just want to reach through my phone and give you a hug because I know at the time you're recording that you really probably needed that.
Thank you.
And it's entirely possible that we probably had some sort of a conversation at that time frame because you were probably going through something and somewhere there was just that, like, no, I need to talk to Heather. And I haven't talked to Heather in a while. I need to talk to Heather. And then I find out you're, you know, going through some stuff. And then I start lecturing you for not calling me or reaching out to me because, you know, if you're going through stuff that, you know, I'll be here to talk to because
thank you.
Cause you're like my best friend in podcasting and all the way in the other side of the world. But you know, that in a very general way, I don't like my friends being upset.
Yeah.
And to know that you're over there and you're upset and there's stuff you're going through, I'm like, well, shit. It's like, if you're sad, then the whole world must be sad. And so I must do whatever I can to help you be not sad, at least for a little bit.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I appreciate your messages too. It's been very helpful. And I'm one of those people who it's a little bit hard to ask for help. So it's the thing where I've got things that I do to cope with stuff, but then, yeah, I don't put it all out on social media. So no one else will hear my status updates with where I'm at. It's just the behind the scenes kind of stuff for Patreon was more to sort of let you know how the whole thing was going. Cause it's not that I want to curate a particular message for the podcast, but it does have a theme, like you said. So the sunshine ones of when I've worked through stuff and it's my learnings that I've got from things, and they have a specific, they're not for me, they're for the listener, although I use them as a listener, I guess, too. And then the power cut ones are more of the conversational stuff, but not the level that I go to in the behind the scenes stuff for patrons. So it's kind of a little bit weird in a way, but that's the way I've done it. So, yeah, if you want to get to know me, I guess that's one way to do it.
You want to really get to know Heather? $5 a month on Patreon.
That sounds awful. That sounds awful. Like I don't know. But it is like its whole other own thing. So they're a lot longer. So a typical episode for patrons is 17 minutes, not 6 minutes. And they've got a different kind of flow, but it's still me and I'm still the same person. And I still am really bubbly and happy and positive and got a good outlook on life. I just don't share the darker stuff publicly the same. Because
you are unlike me. You keep your private life private for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for me on here, like, what the hell's going on? It's like, oh yeah, I broke my toe. It's like, oh, I've got another freaking bronchitis flare up. Every little thing, you know, if you paid attention to the show long enough, you know, my wife and my kids and you've heard all of them and all of those things. And there's very little that I don't share, but in your case, you do keep a certain amount of privacy and anonymity to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
And that
is what it is, I guess. And it's different. Yeah. I kind of, my premise behind my show wasn't a sort of a tell all either. It was just, I wanted to do something so I could sort of focus on something, can create something positive and be just generally creative to help me through the tough stuff. But then I also wanted to share my message so it wasn't like, it kind of let people know what I'm doing in a level that I felt comfortable with, because like I said, I don't do it publicly. If you follow my Twitter that's not the Sunshine and Power Cuts one, then I don't hardly ever post there. Like, I have this thing where I don't want to take up people's time because I feel that's a thing that I have. And then I just not super comfortable being that open, I guess. But the learnings they're really important and they take a while to get there to be able to put them together. And I don't know, people get stuff out of it. And that's the main thing. They're enjoying it.
Exactly. And that's oddly enough, I use the same sort of thing with my boys and video games. It's a weird jump to make. Is that the older boys seem to only get enjoyment when they're winning.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Bug is playing a game, he's dying on every level, but he's enjoying himself as he's playing and he's having a blast. And they're like, but he didn't do anything. He didn't win. It's like, yeah, but he's having fun. He's enjoying himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's more important than winning. Mm-hmm. It's far more important that he's enjoying playing the game. He's enjoying doing what he's doing over winning the game. He doesn't have to get through the level. He just has to have fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's more important. And it's like, you don't play a game to win. You play a game because you enjoy playing the game, because probably somebody who can beat you, like every athlete out there, it's like, you don't get into playing a sport to win. You get into it because you enjoy playing the sport, or because your dad's weird or something. I don't know. You got one of those psycho parents that makes you get into something and you never really wanted to ever, but that's a whole other
history. Yeah.
But.
Well, I just wanted to just throw back to that thing. Thank you for your support, Adam. It's amazing.
And thank you for, you know, I laugh because of the whole, and something I talked about with Paul is the idea that, you know, my podcast friendships are so all over the place that, you know, me and the weirdness that I do, and that, you know, my best friend out there is somebody who does a show that everyone finds is so uplifting and is so bubbly. And I was like, how the hell are you guys? Like, okay, you listen to that for one. And then the, it's like, you guys are friends? Yeah, she's like my best friend in the world. And I was like, short of my wife and my kids, it's like wife and kids and then Heather, and that's it.
Thanks.
And it's like, yeah, it's like, because my personality is so kind of random in all of my everythings. But then that you, because you are such like, I always, you're such a ray of sunshine and all of that. And that, like, how are you guys, like, how do you even like get along at all? It's like, you're kind of a dick. I'm like, yeah, I know. I don't get it either. But it's like, she's so sweet and you're kind of a dick. How does this work out? It's like, nice people can like me too. It's yeah. Okay.
Oh dear. I'm a bit nerdy and geeky and all sorts of things. I mean, we've all got different things that make us up as people. And yeah, I think anyone could be friends really if they find something in common, or just you're really supportive, even though you don't think so, like with all the things you do.
And it's another one of those things where listening to your show, you may not know that. And it's one of those great things about getting to know you as a person, besides just like, oh, you're the host of this
yeah.
show, then getting to know you as a person and, you know, learning the more twisted, you know, silly side of you, this gets to be really fun because it's that whole, like, I didn't know you were like that sort of thing. The musical taste thing was something that threw me off.
Musical taste?
That you would listen to any kind of rock at all.
Oh.
Surprised me. Like, for me, you look at me, you're like, oh yeah, you listen to that evil death music, don't you?
Yeah, I listen to all sorts. I have, yeah. I think that's with anyone too. Like, you can be, I don't know, I've noticed that with the audience. Like, everyone kind of comes from a different walk of life, but at some point you might want to just have a bit of calm and listen to something like what the Sunshine thing is. But yeah, I used to play computer games a lot and when I was a kid. And so, like, that's how the Portal thing came up. And there's, I think that's a tricky thing about doing the audio only podcast, is because people get to know you with what the content is that you're putting out for your podcast. If people don't hang out in your group or get to chat with you outside of that, or if, for example, the behind the scenes stuff on Patreon, you don't get to hear sort of the whole story and you kind of just have this one view of the person. But yeah, I'm not different across all the things. It's just a more complete picture of me, I guess.
Yeah. Like, you don't see all of the things in all of the individual places, but if you've seen all of the places, then all of it comes together. Yeah. Like, you are a puzzle and all of your pieces are scattered across the different places.
Sorry? And so if you're
yeah. I don't think it's a bad thing. It's better for most people to have their pieces scattered. But thank you for coming on and sharing all of this time. It's been so much fun.
Thank you very much for having me today, Adam. It was amazing to catch up with you.
But before you go, I do have the one thing that I've been asking everybody. I do need, what is your podcast recommendation? What do you think that other people out there, that my listener should be checking out?
The Mindful Kind by Rachel Cable. And I've mentioned her before, but she kind of does something similar to what I do. It's kind of her journey being mindful, and it really helps. Though she's got a short show like mine. She's in Australia, so there's a lot of similarities. But yeah, I really enjoy her one, and she shares a lot of what she's tried and what's worked for her and things like that. So if you want something different to what I do, then that's one to check out. The Mindful Kind by Rachel Cable.
See, and I told you before, it doesn't matter what I talk about or what it's what you talk, what you listen to. And that's what I want, like, all of my guests to share, because I share what I listen to and I want you to share what you listen to, even if it's not necessarily like, well, I don't know if other people are going to be into this, but I'm into it.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, that's why I keep asking everybody that. It's like, and it goes to my, I love to share the things that I love. Mm-hmm. And that's why I've had the people that I've had on the show. And that's why I wanted to close out this whole month with you, is that, you know, for all of the talking about you that I've done over the course of our friendship,
yeah,
to actually have you on here is just so much, you know, it's so much bigger than just saying, hey, you should check out this show, or hey, I'm going to be part of the Sunshine Summit.
Yeah.
That it's like, no, you're here. You're, they get to hear you. And if, you know, you're listening to me and you haven't listened to Sunshine and Power Cuts at least once, something's wrong with you. So,
thank you.
Because I've nagged you enough to do it. You should be doing it by now, because you should be listening to me, because I'm telling you, it's for your own good.
Thanks, Adam.
But again, thank you so much for coming on, and especially with the short notice we had and the, you know, 20-hour time difference.
You're welcome.
Fun and stuff.
Yeah, it was awesome. And congratulations on a whole month of National Podcast Post Month. You did amazing.
It does not roll off the tongue. They really need it. It's been going on for like 10, 12 years or something. They have not fixed. They need a cleaner name for this. But hey, you know, at this point, I don't think they're going to change it.
the abbreviation is like NAPOD POMO. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Nah.
It's, yeah, it doesn't can't roll even do off that the one. Tongue. It's, no. it's like a play, like NaNoWriMo.
Yeah. National Novel Writing Month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing, but it's still like it's a lot smoother than this one.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just say it. It's like, you know, even as a hashtag, it looks weird.
Yeah. I think the D in pod kind of throws it off. NaPod POMO. Yeah.
So it was NaPopomo, and then people think it's something to do with police.
Oh, no.
Thank you again for coming on. And remember, you can catch Heather at sunshineandpowercuts.com, correct? Right? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And you'd find her on all of the places. Just search for Sunshine and Power Cuts, because you should be following her on all the places, because there's just so much. If for nothing else, the photography side of it, the beautiful pictures you take of the New Zealand countryside, and when you go on road trips and things like that, or just like I said before, just the view off of your porch is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So, you know, occasionally, oh, here's the ducks or the sheep or whatever. So you should be following Heather on social media stuff, if only for that. Even if you don't listen to the show, which if you don't, what's wrong with you? But if for that, but yeah, follow her. Listen to the show.
Thank you.
And that is going to do it for me. Remember, after I've told you all these other places to follow, you can subscribe to this show at odddadoutpodcast.com. And follow me on all the social medias, of course, at odddadout. And until, wow, I finally get to say it, next week. I am Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad Out. Thank you, and good night.
Good night.